Microsoft will argue before a federal appeals court today that the company should not be split into two. Lawyers are trying to keep the company intact after a lower court ruled last June that Microsoft had violated antitrust laws. Justice Department officials hope the appeals court will side with the original ruling that Microsoft is a monopoly and that its aggressive tactics threaten competition in the software industry. NPR's Larry Abramson is covering the case. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What's the basis for Microsoft's appeal?
Well, Microsoft is going to tell the appeals court what it told the district court, that it's not a monopoly. It didn't prevent Netscape from distributing its rival browser, and that this is a vibrant and lively industry where no one company holds a monopoly. It's also going to say that the procedures in the original trial were unfair, that the judge only gave them 5 months to prepare for this major trial, that the judge allowed a lot of hearsay in, and that basically they just didn't get a fair deal the first time around.
Familiar arguments. What's different from the original case?
Those are familiar arguments. The company is basically trying to retry the case. What's different is, well, one interesting thing that's different for broadcasters is that we're going to be able to get an audio feed of these proceedings, so we'll be able to hear what everybody has to say. There's going to be different lawyers. David Boies has moved on to defending Napster and Al Gore's unsuccessful election effort. There's also going to be a big focus on those procedures I mentioned and the idea that Judge Jackson really made some serious mistakes and that the case should go back to Judge Jackson. We're also going to be hearing some of Microsoft's complaints about remarks that Judge Jackson made about Microsoft that that the company thinks indicate he was biased and should be thrown off of this case.
The Microsoft didn't like Judge Jackson. They want him to get the case again?
No, they definitely don't. And Judge Jackson may have ensured that he will never see this case again. He gave a lot of interviews right after his final judgment to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and NPR. And he talked a little bit about how he came to his judgment. And he showed that he didn't really have a whole lot of respect for Microsoft or didn't trust the software company very much. He also made some other comments that indicated that he likened Microsoft to a bunch of drug dealers who keep getting caught by statements they make, even though they know they're being listened to, that they're being wiretapped. And that kind of language really set Microsoft off. The company decided to make a big deal out of that before the appeals court. They know this appeals court has overruled Judge Jackson in the past, and they're hoping that this will lead the appeals court to send the case back to another judge. Now, given some of the statements that Judge Jackson has made, maybe he really doesn't want to see this case again, so he may get what he wants as well.
This case began with the Clinton Justice Department. You now have the Bush Justice Department. Are they as interested in pursuing the case?
Well, President Bush has indicated that he's not wild about these kinds of antitrust measures. However, the Justice Department has given no signs that it's going to back off on this case. There is a new head of the antitrust division, Charles James, and he hasn't been confirmed yet, but he's been named by the Bush administration. And he's given no sign that he's going to walk away from this case. The Bush administration may be a little bit more willing to settle this case somewhere down the line, which could be still years away. So there's lots of opportunities for them to say, okay, we will make a deal with Microsoft that the Clinton administration wouldn't have made.
NPR's Larry Abramson.